Please attend with me, people of God, to the powerful word of our Lord. Psalm 121, beginning in verse 1. And it reads, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your life. Return with me, if you could, just to the first portion of this psalm, which will be our focus today. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord. People of God, for the time that is ours to share, please think with me on this thought. I'm looking up. I'm looking up. Please pray with me. Oh God, we thank you for this time, because you didn't have to attend to us and to speak to us and to guide us through life and to be present to us and be the one who says, I have plans for you. You didn't have to be that loving. But you chose to be in relationship with us. And God, we can truly say, if it had not been for your voice in our lives, where would we be? And so now, God, we have the audacity to come before your word once again expectant that you, the Almighty of the universe, might deem to speak to us, to nudge us, to open our hearts in the ways that we need. We do trust that you are still the God who speaks. And now, God, I pray that in spite of the frailties of the preacher, that your word will come forth with power, that it will do what it needs to do in the hearts of us, your children, because we love you so much. And we know, God, that you love us, and thank you for that. It is in the mighty and the powerful name of Jesus that together we say amen. Amen. I'm looking up. Seasoned motorcyclists have noted a fascinating and a dangerous phenomenon relevant also to life off the road. This phenomenon is called target fixation. Target fixation. It's when a driver will focus on a particular object, even one that he or she wishes to avoid. The driver will focus on this object and therefore inadvertently drive right into it. In short, it is the idea that we go toward what we look at. Now, this happens a lot on motorcycles because the steering is so attuned to the minuscule and the subtle movements of the driver, but it also happens in larger vehicles. The state of Utah in 2016 released a video pleading with motorists, please look, keep your eyes on the road ahead and do not look at disabled vehicles or accidents or pullovers on the side of the road because of target fixation, because so many were looking at the side of the road and thereby inadvertently driving right into a vehicle that was parked, or even a patrol vehicle. They pleaded with motorists not to, what is colloquially known as rubbernecking, not to do that because of target fixation. We go toward what we look at. Now, I haven't ever learned to drive a motorcycle, but, you know, never say never. I haven't yet learned how to drive a motorcycle, and I didn't need the state of Utah to tell me about target fixation, because when I was younger and my mother was teaching me how to drive, she would say, don't look at that family of deer on the side of the highway. Don't read the sign that tells you what restaurants are there. Don't do that, because what? You go toward what you look at. People of God, just as on the road, so too in our lives. If you set your sights on things that are not too lofty, because perhaps, as we said last week, we become afraid of being disappointed. If you set your sights on things that are underneath and smaller than the vision that God has for you, that is what you will find yourself going toward. If you always expect the worst to take place, and in your mind and in your heart, you're always painting the picture of the bad that could happen, in your spirit, that is what you will go toward. If you look excessively toward the past, whether in regret, resentment, or nostalgia, in your spirit, you will start to what? To live there. And you will go toward that, and you will miss perhaps what God yet has for you. The truth is, in life, have you noticed, we go toward what we look at. After the past 2 years we have lived, after these past two trying years, it is easy to walk into this year. Here's one way to put it, downcast. Looking down. The past 2 years have we have to be honest, for some, they have done some damage. The isolation was unnatural, and it introduced into our lives an anemia that was not how we are designed. And just as in physical anemia, it takes a while to build the iron back up. The anxiety, the constant decisions, and the calculations have been so trying, and they have left some within in a constant state of always looking for what could go wrong. The painful displays of injustice that we saw, there's a trauma that accompanies that cannot be ignored. And then the grief. So many have encountered loss, and loss can be a heavy blow that leaves you bruised. Grief leaves its mark on you. And then, brothers and sisters, these past 2 years, they've done some damage. I think I'm not the only one who can say it was all of these things that we experienced at once, and then it was how long it lasted. When the ball dropped in 2020 and we stepped into 2021 and we thought we were coming into, we thought in our spirits, many of us, now maybe not all, maybe on this side, y'all knew and you were ahead of the CDC, but we thought, some of us believed, and we thought, whew, thank God that is over. We can step into a brighter day. We are done with this part of the battle, but it turned out there was still some more battle left to fight. Let me ask you, do you have any battle scars from this that you have lived? Are there marks on your spirit from what you have walked through these past 2 years? Even anatomically, you know, in terms of our neuroscience, scientists have discovered, perhaps you know about this, is this phenomenon called neuroplasticity. What does this mean? That what we go through can actually and physically change our brains, our minds. That when we think a certain thought, or we're in a season where a certain thought process is required of us because we have to deal with something, when we think those thoughts, the neurons begin to fire in that pattern and learn how to refire in that pattern again, meaning that when we think a certain thought, we are more likely, our brains become wired and trained to think that way and to see that way again. After going through a season where things are a certain way and we have to look in a certain way, our physicality actually is designed. It actually can change and can shift such that we are not the same when we come through on the other side. All that I'm trying to tell you, my brothers and my sisters, is that it's easy to walk into this year downcast, looking down. Anxious about all that could go wrong, convinced that life is more hard than it is good. Has anybody ever been there? Persuaded perhaps that your own lot is just going to be one of struggle and disappointment, because that is all that you have known for the last little bit, and that is what you have been seeing. Easy to walk into 2022 ready with your spirit, just expecting the other shoe to drop, just expecting that this is what you can anticipate, looking down. That's why I love, and it never hit me quite this way until this year. That's why I love this psalm that is ours to consider today. That is why I love this interruption into our lives from the Word of God to remind us, to shake us out of what how we could be seeing, to remind us how those of us who know the Almighty are to walk. I love this psalm, and it never hit me quite, but that's why I love it so much, because it interrupts and it reminds us of how those who know the one who made heaven and earth are to walk these journeys that are ours to travel, and how, people of God, how we are to walk into 2022. I love this psalm because it interrupts and it reminds us that this is what we are to say. I will lift up my eyes It says to us that we are there's something, there ought to be something in our spirit that says, I know that COVID would have me look down, that the enemy would have me downcast, that evil that I have seen, that troubles in life would have my shoulders crumpled and my eyes on the ground. But there's something in me that knows, not because of what I see, but because of who I know, that knows that those things cannot have the last word. So there is something in me, we are reminded today that this is how we are to walk. There ought to be something in us that can say, I will lift up my eyes. That in spite of and despite the things that have come up against me, I know someone who is bigger. And I know that one is not done. Those things were big and they were hard, but they do not have the last word over me. My God, the one who made heaven and earth, has the last word over me. Therefore, I will lift up my eyes. Can anybody feel this defiance that comes through this psalm today? So long ago, written so long ago, but that instructs us and interrupts us and guides us as to how we are to walk. How I am to how you are to walk. I'm looking up. Now, I love this defiance. I love how the psalmist says, I will look up. I will lift up my eyes. I love it because how many know that in life, if you are to overcome the wiles of the enemy, you got to have a little defiance, and you have to have a little sassiness, a little audacious determination. If you are going to overcome all that is thrown at you, there ought to be some defiance in us that can say to depression, I know you want to keep me bound, but I will look up to my past and the shame. I know you want to have me, but that is a mechanism of the enemy, and the enemy does not have the last word. I know what you want to do, but I will look to the hills. I am looking up. Many scholars believe this psalm is mysterious. We don't know for sure, but many scholars believe that it was what was sung by the Israelites, the exiles, after they were returning from Babylon, walking toward their home, toward Jerusalem, which sat atop a hill. Scholars believe that this was the song. Can you see them there? That was in their spirit as they walked back, not knowing what to expect. But that there was something in them that had that defiance. They did not know what to expect. Babylon had been so crazy, and it had lasted, here it is, so long. And they did not know what they would encounter, because when Babylon left Jerusalem, they tore it to the ground, and the exiles had not seen it, and they didn't know what they would find or how God would pull deliverance out of this. But there was something in their spirit that said, Babylon does not get the last word over my spirit. Babylon is not the one who can determine where I look, what I see, and how I live, because Babylon is mighty, but I know one who is the Almighty, so I will look up. You know, this defiance can get us through. This defiance can help us get around certain barriers. This defiance can help us see a mountain and say, well, no, that mountain's not going to stay where it is. But it's not just the defiance. The reason that the Israelites were able to say, I will look up, it was because, in essence, it was because God was the reason. Do you see that here? Because this is sometimes what we miss. It wasn't just that they decided that this is how it was going to go. It was because they knew someone. They knew someone. This is what the psalm is saying. It's not optimism. It's not the idea that things work themselves out, or I love this one, everything happens for a reason, it'll all be okay. No, it's because you know somebody who is bigger. The Israelites, they decided Babylon will not have the last. This is how they felt. I have never seen anything like that. I could not have imagined, painted the picture for you about what Babylon would be like. Can anybody feel that this morning? We thought we knew. We read the news, but we didn't really know. We didn't really know. And they're saying, I could have never predicted. And that was so crazy. And it was so long. And I can't even put words to it. But I know somebody bigger. They knew something about God. They had been through Egypt. Do you remember where they had, oh, hallelujah. Where had they, the scripture says, by a mighty hand, God pulled them out. They had been through Assyria when Hezekiah said, these people are big, but they have only the arm of flesh and we have the Lord, our God. They knew something about God. And I venture to guess this morning, people of God, that perhaps you too know a little something about God, that you have been through your own Egypts, that nothing but the hand of God could have gotten you out of, that you have fought battles that on your own would have failed you, but you came through because you know something about God. We do not look up. We do not look up. I'm not asking you to look up because it's good for our health. I'm not, the word of God is not instructing us to look up because of the power of positive thinking. I don't know about you, but I can think myself into a tizzy, so I need something more than my thinking. We do not look up because things are all right and everything will be. We look up because we know something about the God who is bigger than all that we see and who does not give up. Do you know something about that God this morning? So when we know something about that God, we are to step into this year saying, I'm looking up. I'm looking up. I'm not looking around at all that I see. I'm looking up. I have a defiance in me that comes from the one I know who knows my name. And I just need a few people this morning to establish in their spirits that will be how you approach this year, that you will have the defiance that the Israelites had to say, I know all has happened, but it will not have the last word over me. I'm looking up. I'm looking up. I'm looking up. This idea, this notion that I'm hoping you will take and arm yourself with for 2022. This notion, it is a decision. It is a decision to say I'm looking up is something that we decide. And I'm hoping, I'm praying, I know I'm trying, that the word of God will convince us today to decide. You know what? Not because I feel like it, because sometimes you won't. Not because the evidence that presents itself, because again, our vision can become formed through what we have lived, and so sometimes our vision is not reflective of God's vision of what is yet to come. So it's not because of those things. Sometimes you have to decide, I will look up. I love how the psalmist says it, I will. I will look up. I'm deciding to look up. And the difference between a decision and the default can make all the difference in our lives. Sometimes life will give us a default. Have you ever lived a season where you're just, your spirit is operating in the default? Sometimes our default is to look down, is to be anxious, is to expect that what happened back then will keep happening again, expect that God can do nothing new. But the default is not the truth. We do not live based on our feelings. We live based on our faith, because our faith is in someone higher. I'm asking you today to make a decision. I'm looking up. Is anybody looking up as we walk into 2022? I'm looking up. It's a decision. This notion that to say I'm looking up, it ought also to be not just a decision, but it ought to be our declaration. It ought to be what we declare and proclaim and decree in this season. It ought to be what we speak back to whatever may come in 2022, what we speak back to the school closing yet for the umpteenth time, and I don't know if I can take it, and what are we going to do? And that's what we speak back to the things that the enemy tries to throw at us. It's what we speak back to depression. It ought to be our declaration. It is what we speak back to all that might come our way. I know what you're trying to get me to do, but I'm looking up. Scholars also believe if you look at this psalm, it seems to be, you know, there's a first person and then a second person. At first it says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Then it says, the Lord is what? Your keeper. There's a dialogue here. Do you see that? And so scholars believe, and this is so powerful. If I could just say it to you the way that I feel it and the way that I pray we will step into this year, that scholars believe that it is a conversation that the psalmist is having with himself. Have you ever had to declare something to yourself? Because the truth of the matter, and I know I'm not the only one who knows this, is that it's those conversations with ourselves. It is our own selves who will keep us looking down sometimes. So sometimes, and the Psalms are full of this, Psalm 42, we're always, there's a dialogue because the scripture is sometimes asking us to go home and preach to ourselves. So this ought to be our, what you declare back to yourself, a declaration that you make when you wake up in the morning and all that you have been through is weighing on your shoulders and you don't know if you can get out of bed and keep going, and you don't know if life is more good than it is hard, and you're not sure anymore and your mind is doing a certain thing. I need you to declare back to yourself, I know what's going on in here, but I am looking up because I know someone who is bigger. This ought to be our declaration for this year. When we look in the mirror, when setbacks come, because they may, we ought to declare back, I'm looking up. I love this psalm because do you notice how it talks about how God doesn't get tired? He who keeps you shall neither slumber nor sleep. Now, this is sometimes how we approach life. We think God is done working out God's plans for us. We know the verse, but we think it applies to people who haven't been through as much, or who are in their 20s, or who are just graduating from high school, or whose lives have been a little bit easier, or who haven't done what we've done. We don't think, here it is, that it applies to us. We think for us, perhaps God doesn't have any more to give. Maybe God got tired. Maybe this is all God can do. But this psalm says, no, I need you to look up, because God does not get tired. God does not wear down at the end of the day and say, whew, she's too much of a work for me to do. Let me work on this one over here. Perhaps I can bring something good out of that one's life. No, God does not get tired. And God says, I have told you that the work I began in you, I will bring to completion, and I am not done. So you don't be done either. I need you to declare back to 2022, I'm looking up. It is a decision, people of God. It is a declaration, and it will be our direction. Why are we to walk into this year? Why am I asking? Why am I so sure that I am trying my best to walk into this year looking up? Because it will be our direction. Where you look determines where you go. What you look at, you will go toward. Sometimes we pray for things, but we're not looking out for them. Sometimes we pray for things, and we even wish for things, and we talk about it with our words, but we're not looking with our eyes. We pray for them to come, but we don't look at the horizon to see when they might arrive. And so we're looking over here or looking down there, and they might be forming and asking us to put our hands to the work and to put our hands to the mountain and push so that God can move it. But we're not looking. Sometimes we pray for things and we ask for things and we long for things, but we don't walk toward them. The direction will be determined by where you look. It is so important. It's not just a matter of an improved mood or good for your health. No, it's so important for these lives that we are living and the assignments that God is trying to pull out of us and the plans that God has for us, where we look. Because what you look toward, you will go toward. What if the Israelites had not looked up and not said, well, perhaps God is still up to something? They never would have returned to Jerusalem. They would have said, that thing was destroyed. What we had was just and can be no more, and God is done. God got tired. Babylon wore God out. What if they had not looked up and not walked back? They never would have rebuilt. What was to be their story would not have been. Where we look determines where we go. What if this year there is a bright dawn on the horizon after that long night you have lived? What if this year is the year that what you have been praying for appears and begins to form, and just like Elijah, you see it in the distance a long ways off? And what does it say when God said, keep looking, go back and look again, you got to look. What if this year is the year of healing? of transformation, of abundant life, like he said. What if this is the year when prayers can be answered and when God can move in the mighty way that you've been hoping for? I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss it. By looking down, by looking back, by looking only at the 10 square feet where we've been for so long. No, our word, the word of God instructs us to look to the hill, look up. And my prayer today is that God will give us this year in our church, in your life, in our walks, that God will give us this year the defiant and the expectant spirit told to us by the word of God, that we too might say, 2022, I'm looking up. Amen. Amen. Amen.